Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to Redman Bites. It's Sunday, August the 6th, and I am here, I am Paul Machin, and we're going to chat through all the little bits and pieces that are happening around the world of Liverpool Football Club today. And it is lots of little bits and pieces, nothing really juicy to get our teeth into, but certainly a few things to stick on the agenda to talk through, and we'll get through them in due course, including transfer news, of course, as one Liverpool legend leans even closer to his a departure that's not before time, shall we say. Saudi Arabia have made a Liverpool player their biggest transfer target for next season. Shock when you find out who that is. Not really. The Southampton CEO has been talking about them digging in on transfer fees for players. There's a little bit on who Liverpool might be looking to target in midfield and a couple of the bits and pieces as well. So yes, let's dive in. With a little bit of a loan roundup here. This is from thisisanfield.com. Keeping us up to date with what's been going on with a number of Liverpool players, including the absence of Calvin Ramsey, who we know has gone on loan to Preston, but didn't make his debut this weekend with the resumption of the lower leagues in England. But they've written, it was an afternoon to remember for Harvey Davies, obviously Liverpool's young Scouse goalkeeper, as he registered the first professional appearance of his career for Crewe in their 2-2 home draw against Mansfield on the opening day of League Two. The 19-year-old goalkeeper signed a 12-month deal in June to end speculation that he could be set for a step-up in responsibility for the Reds this season. His side came from two behind to take a point from their first clash of the season, and Davies took to Instagram to mark his league debut for the club. Elsewhere, Calvin Ramsey was left out of the Preston North End squad in their 1-1 away draw to Bristol City due to lack of match fitness, according to manager Ryan Lowe. We've got a few quotes here because he had the Scouser in charge. We actually chatted to him a couple of seasons ago. Well, Liverpool had a player on loan with him at Plymouth. Good guy, really good guy, really good sort of attitude and mentality when it comes to the type of players that he likes to have around his squad. Anyway, speaking in this post-match press conference, Ryan Lowe said, Calvin is now getting up to speed. He's fit now, just not really match fit. He hasn't had a 90 minutes, only 2 30s and a 15. He's not far off, but we will probably look to get him a lot of minutes in the Salford game next Tuesday. I think he will potentially start in that, which will be good for him if we can get him 60, 70 or 80 minutes in that. So yeah, still beginning, still getting tantalisingly close to being ready to start football games, which would be very, very encouraging indeed. Apologies, not to lift back the veil too much, but I've just watched Man City score an absolute wonder goal as I'm in the middle of recording this, and I'm trying my very best to continue to speak as a normal professional host here in a world where I've just seen them curl one into the top corner. Anyway, moving things on with the loan watch. Beyond those, Fabio Carvalho registered 45 minutes for RB Leipzig as they cruised to a 3-0 friendly win over Las Palmas, whereas Owen Beck got his Scottish Premiership season underway with a 90-minute outing as his Dundee side drew 1-1 at home to Motherwell. James Balaghese was forced to watch on from the substitute bench as his Wigan side picked up a 2-1 away win at Derby, with Adam Lewis suffering a 3-0 defeat with Newport County away at Accrington Stanley. So, yeah, not a great set of results there for Liverpool's loanees at all. Not a great result for Ramsdale there as the ball just curls over his head. Let's move things forward. Liverpool play a game of football Monday evening. They will be going to Preston themselves to play Darmstadt, which is technically our home friendly before the season starts. We, of course, know that Liverpool have works ongoing on the Anfield Road stand. We know that won't be fully open. It's going to be a staggered opening, potentially with the Merseyside Derby in October being the full completion date for that. But yes, Liverpool start the season away from home, giving them a little bit of extra time. And it meant that they couldn't play this pre-season game. But anyway, again, this is Anfield. Adam Beattie for them. Just giving a who is and who isn't available for Liverpool versus Darmstadt article here. And some really encouraging news in this. He says there, the Reds return to English soil after summer trips to Germany and Singapore with the start of competitive action just around the corner. The players return to training at the AXA on Saturday with Thiago and Stefan Bacetic among those in full training. A very welcome boost for Jürgen Klopp. Klopp told us that there were no fresh injury concerns immediately following the friendly defeat to Bayern Munich, with new signing Alexis McAllister removed at the interval as a precaution after picking up a slight knock. It leaves the manager with an almost full quota of options as his side close in on their season opener at Stamford Bridge, with only a couple of ongoing issues to contend with. And they say, let's take a look at who will be available and who could miss out in this game. So Alexis McAllister, they say, should be available. Yeah, it was. Jürgen Klopp said it was knee on knee bruising more than anything else, so he should be fine. Conor Bradley is still a little bit of an unknown in this one. No real clear picture on how long he's likely to be out for. What we did see was him utilised as an inverted fullback with Trent moving to the six. And it does make you wonder whether Liverpool would have looked to do that again. What was the better option, Curtis in the six or Trent in the six? And obviously, we might not get to know that if Conor Bradley's injury and return from injury doesn't come soon enough. But right now, yeah, I think we know the answer. Thiago and Stefan Bacetic, still not clear whether they'll be involved in the game on Monday night, but both now back in full training and they continue. The big news is that Thiago and Stefan Bacetic, who remained at home during the squad's trip to Southeast Asia to work on individual fitness programs, are now back in full training, as revealed by This Is Anfield. We could therefore see the first minutes of pre-season. Klopp will likely be keen to give Thiago some playing time in particular. Elsewhere, the boss provided a positive update on the fitness of McAllister, yeah, as mentioned, saying he could have played on in midweek. Malcolm Frauendorf was an unused sub in the last game, but remains available. And Gerald Quansah came off the bench and could feature if needed to be as well. But yeah, another one. They say Conor Bradley's fitness status is unknown after he missed the Singapore trip due to a minor issue. So the squad that Liverpool have to pick from right now for Monday's game: goalkeepers Alisson, Kelleher, Adrian and Mrozek. Defenders Van Dijk, Kanate, Gomez, Matip, Trent, Alexander-Arnold, Robertson, Tsimikas, Scanlon and Quansah. And the midfielders are Curtis Jones, Elliott, Szoboszlai, McAllister, Thiago Bacetic, Clark and McConnell. And the forwards are Salah, Gakpo, Diaz, Jota, Nunes, Doak, Frauendorf and Kumas. It will be really interesting to see what Liverpool's approach with this one is. Will they go with the 60 approach, or will they go for treating this as close to a first team game as possible and then just use your five subs, or maybe go wild on the subs right at the end just to protect from any potential of injury? So maybe you see the likes of Frauendorf, Kumas, McConnell, Clark, Scandal and Quansah perhaps come on for the final minutes. Does remain to be seen what they'll do with the defensive side. We haven't seen Quansah play alongside Van Dijk yet in pre-season. Could this be one last opportunity to have another little look at him playing a stronger back line in replacement of Andy Robertson? Time will tell on that one, of course. Right.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a T-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In terms of Liverpool defenders, then, one who won't be featuring in this one, as he nears the exit door at last. Rudy Galletti on Twitter put this tweet out on 1:30 today. Great, good on him. Advanced talks between Leeds United and Liverpool for Nat Phillips, he says. The parties are discussing some details about the proposal, set at 10 million add-ons included. The centre-back has been targeted by Leeds as one of the ideal profiles to replace Woburn, now on loan at Gladbach. So yeah, £10 million all in, inclusive of add-ons for Nat Phillips, feels, I don't know, probably ultimately a fair price for a guy who's so far down the pecking order and is now, yes, a senior player, but not one who's played a lot of regular football of late because of how Liverpool have utilised him. Does feel like a wasted opportunity to have moved him on a couple of years earlier, really, but you know, he has had to play games of football, unfortunately, and of course, famously, I'm sure, if you haven't seen the gif of him Cruyffing AC Milan to death in the San Siro, then strap yourself in, because you're going to see lots of that in the coming days, when this, as this deal nears completion, of course, I would suspect. But yeah, obviously been a brilliant, not necessarily the greatest defender, I'm going to be enlisting the greatest defenders to play for the club, but what a true servant. You know, the amount of times his career's almost been put on hold to service the needs of the football club should really be held up. I believe it should anyway. So yeah, we'll see what happens with that one. But yeah, it does make you wonder if you move them on for more, if they just moved on a little bit quicker in the past. But yeah, what that does do actually, of course, is open up a place for Quansah right now. Even if Liverpool don't add to the defensive ranks, if Quansah's not in consideration for the first team, then Liverpool are definitely a defender down. Nat Phillips didn't play a lot of football last season, but he did play football for Liverpool last season, and that is another slight concern, I guess, in terms of how Liverpool are conducting themselves in the transfer market, which has been far from encouraging or relaxing, or yeah, particularly in the last few weeks. So yeah, we'll have to see what happens with that one. But it leans me to believe that we're going to see a little bit more time for someone like Joel Quansah, but is that good enough? Of course, that remains one of the big unknown questions as Liverpool sort of slowly creak their way through the transfer market at the moment, instead of moving with the swiftness that perhaps we'd expect that they would, given how well the transfer window, of course, started for them. But yeah, we shall see. Of course, hopefully in the coming days. Why was I dragging that out so much? Just because I wanted to see exactly how many games he played, and Nat Phillips played two games of football, started one for us last season. So, not a huge loss in terms of the depth of the squad, but you know, again, we've seen him in recent years. Liverpool know they can't truly rely on a number of their players, so yeah, they have to be careful with making sure they do have quality in reserve. Right, before we get on to some of the more, I guess, like current Liverpool transfer news, the Mirror today posted this article by John Richardson, who we had a good old natter about the other week when he was bringing Kylian Mbappe to Liverpool rumours to light. So maybe take this with a pinch of salt, but also I don't think this is really a hop, skip and logical jump. When he says Saudi Arabia plotting Kevin De Bruyne and Mohamed Salah swoops in fresh spending spree. The Saudi Pro League has wreaked havoc on the Premier League already this summer by signing some big name stars and huge wages, and it seems the exodus isn't over yet. The Saudi League, they are already targeting more big names, including De Bruyne and Salah, for fresh money, no object raids next year. Already they've changed the footballing landscape by securing Premier League stars such as Riyad Mahrez, Jordan Henderson, Cristiano Ronaldo, Alan Saint-Maximin, N'Golo Kante, etc, etc. He goes on to say, and Pep Guardiola said the Saudi League has completely changed the market. Anyway, he said once Al Ahly made the move for Mahrez, complete with sky high wages, Guardiola accepted there was little hope of keeping the player. This feels a stretch to turn this into an article right now, let's be perfectly honest. Southampton on this one. However, there's no world in which they won't be looking to move for Mohamed Salah at some point if the money stays, if the investment level stays around and they want to continue to press on and they've managed to build a decent level of squad up and proven the product a little bit. Whether Salah goes next year, I don't know, but Liverpool will certainly be hoping that if, you know, Salah has his head turned, then that will be an example, ideally, where they can actually maybe get some huge money for a footballer. But yeah, not one to be worried about in this summer, but definitely one that will come back to the top of the agenda toward the back end of next season. Speaking of stuff that won't leave the top of the agenda for Liverpool, which we were really like, it to now read, Liverpool have signed player, and they haven't. It's Romeo Lavia. Southampton's CEO insists the club won't sell on the cheap. It has been nearly 2 weeks, right, this is Anfield, since Liverpool's first bid for Romeo Lavia was rejected, and developments have since moved at a snail's pace. Now Southampton's CEO has spoken. While not directly addressing Liverpool's move for Lavia, Phil Parsons, their new CEO, told BBC Radio Solent on Friday that they're financially in a good position and thus don't need to sell on the cheap. He said, "We've got 30-plus players and we don't need 30-plus players," Parsons explained. "We're actually in a good position to make sure the finances balance out quite well, and you do get hit substantially being relegated. We can trim the squad, we can sell assets if that's what we want to do. We won't be selling assets on the cheap. That's why we stood firm on a few. We will develop a lot of players over the coming years, and there will be players who've gone on to join top four clubs, but we won't be doing that at a cheap rate. We will be doing it at the going rate." The CEO explains that we'll not just say yes to any offer that comes through the door, as the South Coast club comes first. Southampton is a great club, and if you do well for Southampton and you deserve a move, maybe we'll look at it, he added. So yeah, Liverpool's last offer of $41 million for Lavia, including add-ons, was rejected at the start of the month. And in the days since, there's been little positive progress to note. The Sanfield say, "We have heard that the Reds could move on to alternative targets, which all feels like part of the games club partake in during the summer window. What is clear is that if Liverpool want their man, they will need to cough up the funds to do so." Yeah, not a great one. That, in terms of people hoping that Liverpool are going to have all of their own way in the transfer market this summer, which certainly doesn't look like that at all at the moment. Moving things on to potentially a little bit of what we're talking about there, are Liverpool starting to target other footballers or returning to ones that we've seen them link with previously? RousingTheCop.com. Their headline, written by Dylan Walsh, says Liverpool now set to move for Bayern Munich youngster Ryan Gravenberch. Liverpool are reportedly now set to move for Bayern Munich midfielder Ryan Gravenberch, with the Reds keeping tab on the youngster all summer. According to journalist Christian Falk on the Bayern Insider podcast, Liverpool are now ready to move for the 21-year-old talent, who could join after Lavia's signature has been secured. Jürgen Klopp is believed to be a big admirer of Gravenberch, having chased the midfielder for the majority of the transfer window, and Liverpool could be primed to move for the Dutch international soon. While Lavia remains the Anfield side's main priority, Liverpool could look to add the Bayern talent as a fourth and likely final midfield signing this summer. Lauded by Fabrizio Romano as a perfect signing for Liverpool this summer, Gravenberch would be another exciting addition to the Reds, as well as a youngster who could add a lot to Klopp's squad. I did tell you there were a lot of bits and pieces, and none of them were particularly juicy. I've just spent 24 hours in Leeds and I've already developed a Yorkshire accent. Brilliant, well done, Paul. Slim pickings, I'll be honest with all of you right now. It does feel like Liverpool are a bit frozen in time. Hopefully this is just the calm before the storm. You know, we've seen the move at real pace at times with signings that have almost come out of nowhere. We've seen a couple of names that have been really heavily bandied around. You know, the Lavia stuff, it feels like they've been, it's almost like there's too much known about that, which is very un-Liverpool-like in many regards. Is this all being used so they can operate in another way? Or is this just Liverpool refusing to bend to the whims of Southampton, Southampton refusing to bend to the whims of Liverpool, and then leaving the player in a bit of no man's land? We've certainly seen that happen. One that I reference is Jamal Lewis, who ends up not coming to Liverpool from Norwich City, moves to Newcastle inevitably, but Liverpool move on to Kostas Tsimikas. But it remains to be seen what will happen. Right now, there is a rather underwhelming feel around Liverpool fan base. I'm sure you're feeling it too, and hopefully it's something that can be rectified by those in charge, those getting paid millions to sort such things out in the not too distant future. Anyway, listen, if you want to put a smile on your face, cheer yourself up, then I would highly recommend our brand new book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World. If you love the Kop icon of Bobby, maybe you've seen our documentary series, maybe you haven't, but ultimately you love a bit of Bobby in your life, and maybe you're sad that he doesn't play for us anymore. Well, you can look back in our brand new limited edition premium format book at the life and times of Bobby Firmino at Liverpool Football Club, a season by season guide to his time at the Reds with incredible photographs, stories, features, stats, and a whole lot more as well. It is a beautiful, beautiful, well-constructed book that we spent many hours poring over to make it look just right. And you can get it to fit your Liverpool collection. It'll look great on a shelf or as a wonderful present for a Bobby or Liverpool fan in your life. Head to redmanmerch.com, get yours ordered right now. They are very, very limited runs, so make sure you do grab one while you can. And if you need more Liverpool transfer stuff in your life, then head to redmanplus.com. Journo Insight is Monday morning with Neil Jones, and hopefully he will be able to give us a glimmer of hope into what the hell is happening behind the scenes at the Reds as we look to bolster an increasingly worryingly thin squad. Anyway, that's it for Bite Size from me, Paul Machin. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.